This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, the worm has turned. The dynamics have shifted. It used to be that conservatives were the scourge of the women's movement. Why? Because we're so sanctimonious about what a woman's right to choose, baby. Their biggest issue, the biggest divide between conservatives and women, particularly the feminist movement, has been the issue of abortion. That was the biggest issue for women on the left. This feminist, these so-called educated, I am women, woman, hear me roar, Helen Reddy generation types, led by Gloria Steinem and others. The fact that we want to protect babies at their earliest stage of development bothers people. We want to protect human beings. How dare you protect human life when my life is at stake? My choices are my choices. So what? I have a human being forming in me. And it doesn't matter, you know, how it happened. It could be complete and utter disregard for my body. I could be, you know, just throw myself at men, unprotected in whatever way. And if I decide I want to do something with this baby, it's none of your business. Okay. There's a point where you can say, you're exactly right. It is none of my business. However, I will tell you this. You are taking a human life. It's not my business, but I just want you to understand, it isn't like you just wiped your butt with some toilet paper and you flushed it down the toilet. That would be nothing. You are taking away a human life. Now, if you're okay with that, that's between you and God. You're right in that sense. And I'm just telling the sanctimonious conservatives that it is your choice in that sense. Because I don't even have to know. I don't have to know about your day after pill. And, oh, Kevin, if they get an abortion, you know, again, I don't have, not my issue, not my body, not me, somebody ripping me up in whatever form. I don't have to deal with the psychology of it after the fact when it finally roars in, and it usually does. So it is theirs. But let's go on. So once born, we have what? Boys and girls, for the most part. I mean, you get the occasional one that you go, well, it looks like they got kind of both. We're not sure what they're doing, where it was forming. Are they innies or outies? These people are known as hermaphrodites. So that does exist. But in terms of who you are from a sexuality point of view, if we just leave it alone, people figure it out. I think even hermaphrodites would figure it out. But for the most part, let's just play a little thought exercise. We got boys and girls. But the left now convolutes that. Because and boys and girls, let me just say this, they do tend to grow up to be men and women. I know we've got 71 iterations now, according to the left, but typically most people just think of them as men and women. But the SCOTUS appointee can't define women. She doesn't know. What's the definition of a woman? I'm not sure. She was asked the other day, when does life begin? She goes, I don't know. Well, see, I would say, let me ask you this. Did anybody skip conception that you know, living or dead? Let's just get this out there. Nobody does this. I don't get it. That's the quickest way to do it. Just go, let me ask you this. Did you skip conception? Did you skip any trimester? You know, whatever. But we'll get back to that because this isn't about SCOTUS. This is about what's going on in the movement. And what we've done as conservatives and how it's overlooked. We are the savior of not only America, but we're the savior of women. Women complain about not getting paid as much.
We only make 72 cents for every dollar a man makes.
You know, now there's a host of reasons for that, but okay, I'm willing to listen. See, that women say they've been marginalized by men. Even objectified or whatever, as they make themselves objectified. They put themselves in bikinis. They have pageants. They, you know, makeup, hairstyles. Everything that leftists do is to sell sex, to sell sexuality. And they sell, I mean, let me put it this way. Men We get on GQ magazine. We get donned up in our clothes. We get our fancy watches and our cars, and we sell sexuality too. But I don't see us complaining. Well, Kevin, it's a man's world. No. Look, you can argue it's a man's world, but I'm saying there are men who can't afford the nicest clothes or whatever. We don't complain either way. We don't, oh my gosh, we gotta get my hair done. You know, I mean, we take what we get. If you're born and you look like a hobbit, that's just it. You don't try to make a, you know, the runway. You don't try to be a runway model. You accept your fate. The feminist movement doesn't, but what cracks me up is this women's movement that's been fighting for decades, fighting for biological women to come into the fore, to have a seat at the table. They get a seat at the table, and then, in what seems to be almost an overnight thing, they let men come in and kick their butts. I talked about the trans athletes earlier. I'm talking about just in general. Well, think about Jeopardy, for example. That was that lady, Amy. Amy was a transsexual dude who went on that show and proved yet again that men are kicking butt. I get it, Kevin. She's transsexual. She's a woman now. Well, okay, fine. If you want to think of her as that. But it's one of our representatives going over to say, look, women, the only way y'all are going to be able to compete with the boys is if we join you. And so they celebrate this, and now men can have babies, and you know they got all kinds of stuff that they are telling us we can do that we biologically can't do, but they're faking it, and it's driving women crazy. Leftist women are finally going, you know what? I realize that abortion has been our stake in the sand, you know, our line in the sand. But I'm beginning to think we got to start paying attention to the other side. When Marsha Blackburn is saying to this potential Supreme Court justice on behalf of women, what are women going to do when you can't compete? What's going to happen? We are physiologically different. I don't care what people say. We are. There's a reason why women are not allowed to run with men in the Olympics or compete with men in the Olympics for the most part when it involves strength or speed or stamina or whatever. There's a reason. And it's because men are better. They're cut out for it. They have a chemical makeup that says you're going to be bigger, stronger, faster. And that's that. But we're changing all that. And now the left is saying, no, let the weaker version of men become women and now dominate women. And you know what's going to happen? You already know the answer. But Joe Biden, one of his executive orders was to preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. He's killing women. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her.
Me. You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking.
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kevin, Jimmy, Sarasota, love the show. Listening to Monday's show, 321, you were looking for a gal. Her name is Lara Logan, great investigative journalist. She was formerly with Fox. And maybe you have all this information, I'm not sure by now. But anyway, wanted to let you know that she was raped in the Muslim uprising in Egypt this spring. What did they call it? Whatever. Anyway, a firsthand account, and she's just terrific, strong, brave. And again, here she's reporting the truth.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, and thanks for the appreciation of the show. I'm glad you're a listener there in Sarasota. Hope to get back down that way soon, Tampa, Sarasota area. Lara Logan, what a stud. Women, conservative women, women seeking the truth. I don't know her politics. Is she conservative, liberal? I don't care. I know she's a stud, willing to risk life and limb to get to the truth. And that interview was classic. That's the type of interview when you're prepping. When I was on Fox, I always said to myself, I want to make sure that when the audience is done, they feel like, man, did I get my money's worth? You know, and not just repeat of what you already know. Even with this show, because think about it. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, I come on this radio show and tell you mostly what you already know. So why are you here? It sounded ethnic. So why are you here? Why are you up in here? Why are you all up in my business? But why are you here? That's the question. The reason you're here is because through that, what you know, there's a morsel of what you get that you go, I didn't know that nuance. Now, in the case of Lara Logan, when she was on with Ed Henry, that was a schooling. That was a beat down. Ed Henry's like, oh, don't you think that we should be supporting Ukraine? And she's like, whoa, hold on a minute. And she goes on to explain it in one of the, I love that. I think I told you guys a story where I was, you know, God would say, hey, I could do that, I could do that, I could do that. And God was like, you ain't ready, boy. I was like, God, you don't know me. You don't know me, God. I am ready. And he goes, let me show you. And I watched an interview similar to what Lara Logan did. And I went, wow, I couldn't have done that interview. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a subject matter expert on Russia and Crimea and all that, and Ukraine. And she is. But if I were, that's what you would get. And so what I do on this show is I tell myself, okay, there's the basic stuff that we know. Well, let's give ourselves a baseline of what we already know. And then let's find out what I don't think the audience is aware of. I think that's why you're here. Anyway, I wanted to say this. Women are scared of Democrats for the first time. They see this chasm. This is, I said it in the previous segment. And this is a huge opportunity for us. But it's not just women. It's not these suburban women who were all caught up in abortion or it's my body and it's my right to choose, because what they figured out is they don't have any rights. When the government said it was time for you to get a shot, you get a shot. And they went, whoa, wait a minute. I thought it was my body I could choose. I could cry if I want. It's my body. I could cry if I want. No, it's not your body. If I want to give you a jab, if I want to make you get this poke, you will get it. And then they went, whoa. And then suddenly there was this issue of transgender women. And they're like, whoa, wait a minute. We're women. They're not women. And they don't feel like they can say it because they've lost their First Amendment rights. And many others. So the Democratic women that have been the stalwart of that party, that have quite frankly crippled this country with their idiotic nonsense, are now scared. But they're not the only ones. Black leftists, this is the chasm inside the Democratic Party. Black leftists can't stand Democrats, white Democrats. They use them as useful idiots. Let me tell you, I'm going to let you on the scoop. If you're a converted Democrat, let me tell you what black people think of you. They think you're stupid enough to give them the most silliest of things. And they're like, shoot, man, Kevin, if this is the game, if the game is you're going to open your purse and look the other way while I rifle through it and take your money, and then you're going to pretend that I didn't do it, I'm going to do it. Every time you turn your head and go, okay, I don't see anything, Kevin. It's time for you to take my money. I'm going to take your money. And you're going to go, God, it seems like my money's always low. I wonder where it's going, wink, wink. And I'm going to be, yeah, yeah, wink, wink, white girl. Thank you. Thank you, sugar mama. We're going to do it. You're going to give us programs. You're going to do it. You're going to be stupid enough to pay us reparations. We're going to take them. Not me, but black leftists. That's what they're going to do. They're programmed to do it. And you know what they do? You do not defy blackism in anything. That's the way to get fired, to get doxxed, to get canceled. Why do you think they're entertaining Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court? She's not qualified. I don't care what they tell you. Oh, Kevin, she's got a resume. Whatever. Her resume is doctored. It isn't based on good, solid jurisprudence. It says, I want to look at the world through a prism of normal. Nope, it's all special interest done and whatever. It's nonsense. Democrats hate black leftists. And let me tell you something else. They hate them, but worse than that, they fear them. Democrats fear them. They know, don't buck the system. That is the quickest way to get kicked out of the club. But what's funny about it is they know that they still run the club. The Democrats still run the club. So even though black leftists can complain and they can do things and they can win a couple of battles here and there, they will never win the war. Democrats give black leftists just enough to make them think that they care about them, but they don't. Example, Juneteenth is a national holiday. Who benefits most from Juneteenth as a national holiday? the people, the least employed people, black folks, or non-blacks. Non-blacks make up most of the workforce. Thank you for the free day. I appreciate you. But to black folks, it looks like, oh, look at what Joe Biden did. Oh, my God, he's so good. He's so dreamy. I like his old, ugly, crusty, demented butt. And yeah, for what? To give mostly non-black people a vacation? They're the ones getting the better day. Who, by the way, who's got the better jobs? Who's making more money when they're on vacation? Non-blacks or blacks? Shoot. But boy, can they make them think that they got something. Because there are black people all over this country. Man, he gave us Juneteenth. He nominated a sister to be on the Supreme Court to do what? To get you what you want? What has getting you what you want gotten you? Black folks. It's really funny. Black leftists play the game. They play the game to the hilt. What has it gotten you? Or is your life improved? Have you flip-flopped with somebody that I don't know? Are you living in the gated communities? Are you the CEOs of companies? Are your children the most well-adjusted? Are they the ones building good careers and what have you? And, you know, not staying out of prison, staying out of trouble, not getting girls pregnant, whatever else. Are they the ones, or is it white kids? I'm just asking for a friend. Well, they're leftists are crazy. I want to talk about this viral video of Pete Buttigieg's partner, Chasen, or whatever his name is. He did the alternative pledge of allegiance to the rainbow flag. All right, I pledge my heart to the rainbow of the not-so-typical gay camp, one camp full of pride, indivisible, with affirmation and equal rights for all. What nonsense. This is what leftism leads you to. Nonsense. You think kids care about this stuff? They don't. You know it.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As questioning wrapped up from the Senate Judiciary Committee on the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court, the chairman of the committee, Democrat Dick Durbin, thought that many of the attacks on the nominee were unfair.
Some of the attacks on this judge were unfair, unrelenting, and beneath the dignity of the United States Senate. My lasting impression is a judge who sat there through it all, head held high with dignity and determination. name and strength.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer said he believes the nominee will be confirmed by Easter. General Motors is now shutting down its pickup truck factory in Fort Wayne, Indiana for 2 weeks next month because the company has run out of computer chips. The auto industry continues to face supply chain issues more than a year after the global chip shortage first emerged in late 2020. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump sued his rival in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, Hillary Clinton, and several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig that election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances that Trump repeated during his 4 years in the White House after beating Clinton. The suit alleges racketeering and a conspiracy to commit injurious falsehood, among other claims. The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages in excess of $24 million. Uber has said it will list New York City's yellow taxis on its app, a move that could help the ride-hailing giant overcome a driver shortage in the biggest U.S. market. The city for years has been a battleground between Uber and yellow taxi drivers who have long protested against the company's technology on the grounds it disrupted the industry and limited their earnings. You've made it to Friday, and the weekend is almost here. Thanks for spending time with us. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
These headlines are amazing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Here's one from WAPO. Nearly 75% of U.S. counties lost population last year as deaths outnumbered births, data shows. Sounds like the New World Order accomplished exactly what it wanted to do. They introduced a bioweapon that the year before was knocking people dead. Then they introduced the cure, the vaccine, that was killing people. I gave you the stats on this stuff. If you think that it's Wu flu that's still killing these people in crazy numbers, you're wrong. Here's the worst thing to be thinking about with this. Here's the end game. What if this were just a test? This was a test to see if we introduce a biological weapon, we kill some people. We create a stir, a scare, a mass psychosis. Then people take this stupid shot, and then it kills them in bigger numbers. What if we decide this is the way we'll start limiting the population, and we'll do it very stealthily, nobody will care, and we don't have to really raise any serious ethical guidelines if we can keep the lid on it. Now, before you go saying, well, Kevin, that's a horrible thing to do, and how do you think that, and why would you even go there? Ask yourself the alternative, because I've always played this thing out to devil's advocate, and here's what I've asked people. I said, do you have a belief that there's a certain population on the earth that the earth can sustain? And the smart answer would be, of course there is. It would be like saying, how many people can you afford to live in your household and support, feed, clothe, etc., and you're in your own ecosystem? I don't know how many people in your household right now, but let's say it's four. And somebody goes, well, we could do eight. And somebody else might go, no, man, we could do 20. Okay, what if I tell you, could you do 100? No, we all agree you couldn't do 100. Okay, so that's our limit. Well, let's start adding. For whatever reason, we got 20 people in the household, and they have babies, and those babies have babies, and we get to 100. What are we going to do? We know we can't sustain it. You're going to have to start making some tough decisions. So we can all agree, there's a number that the earth, we just would run out of water. We'd run out of, you know, natural resources to be able to sustain everybody. We would be dying of you know, all kinds of dreaded diseases. So in order to prevent that, what if we had a way where you could say, look, I volunteer to clear a path for somebody else. Is that a reasonable thing? Well, Dr. Kevorkian gave that option. There have been TV shows made about it. There's euthanasia that's now legal in some places. So we're solving the problem in certain ways. Now, what if the government said, we're not going to leave it to chance. You hit these certain parameters, and then you're done. Well, okay, when we talk about it reasonably like that, what if I said to you that the government decided in its own wisdom that these are the parameters that we've hit and we're going to start taking people out? And I know you're going to complain at what Andrew Cuomo did, Kevin Jackson, and you're going to call him Dr. Death instead of the Love Gov, but we sanctioned it. And we also sanctioned that the 61,000 people between the ages of 25 and 44 who've been killed by death by this lethal injection for all intents and purposes, this vaccine, we sanctioned it. And we know you don't agree, Kevin Jackson, because we sneaked it in on you. But are you okay with it overall? Because we get this headline, 75% of U.S. counties lost population as deaths outnumbered births. Are we tired of overpopulation in big cities? If you are, Cuomo did a great job of killing a bunch of old folks. If you're not keen on old people that can't contribute to society, that now are costing more than their output is less than their input, if you're okay with that, you probably are okay with what Cuomo did. There are people out there who will rationalize that it's okay. And by the way, I'm interested in hearing the argument. I'm not so dogmatic that I go, I don't get it. I told you, there are people who go, you know what? Life sucks, then you die. Can I just opt out now? And as cruel as we think of it, and by the way, from a biblical standpoint, I go, look, you can't. There is no opting out. God says you'll go when I tell you to go. You want to interrupt that cycle, you're going straight to Hades. Some people don't care. They're like, you know what? I don't want to get up every day taking care of other people, trying to figure out how to make a living, whatever. I'd rather opt out. I've had my fun, and I want to go. As crazy as it sounds to me, I remember when I was a kid, I was like, man, I hope they figure out how to make me live to be 250. Not anymore. You get up and you find the pressures of life that you have to deal with every single day, and you finally go, you know what? Okay, I'm done. Well, what if someone wants to be done at 50? What if someone wants to be done at 70? Who am I to pick? I can understand the rationale is what I'm trying to tell you, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Doesn't mean we agree, but you could certainly understand it. Because you'd have to be, if you have a brain, you have to be able to understand the concept. Because if you don't, you don't understand the concept of suicide, assisted suicide. Call it whatever you want. And I know you understand these concepts. You might not agree with them. But here's where the rubber meets the road. Who gets to make that decision? In a suicide, you make it. In an assisted suicide, you make it, and somebody assists you to help you with that decision. But you've made the decision. In the case of Wu Flu, the government made the decision for you. That's what's happening. Right or wrong? Yeah, I disagree that the government should make that decision. They should mandate you do something. I disagree wholeheartedly. There are 80, 90-year-olds I'd rather hang out with than some of these 20-something knuckleheads. Anyway, that was one of the headlines. Here's another one. Los Angeles becomes the first city to hit $6 per gas average. Good. Couldn't happen to a better city. California, I hope you're the first state to hit $6, $7, $8 national gas averages. I hope that everybody in your state revolts against you and says, I'm sick of this green energy nonsense. I want an internal combustion engine car that I can go where I want. I want to be able to pay $2.50 for gas. I want to know that the grid is up and working for me. I could go on. Anyway, that was one of the headlines. I don't know what you think about it. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. What's gas in your area? Are you experiencing Bidenflation and shrinkflation and all the other flations? Bet you are. Hey, speaking of the old poke, this is another headline. Top airline CEO sent a letter to Biden demanding a return to normalcy. They don't want masks anymore. They're sick of it. I can tell you this. Many flight attendants, I know this from talking to flight attendants, are sick of it. They're like, they don't even enforce it. They walk by you. They're not looking at you like Gestapo. They just go, forget about it. And you can tell who's on your side and who isn't by the virtue signaling flight attendant that comes on and goes, oh, raise your mask up, like it matters. Hey, by the way, when I go in the bathroom, I don't wear my mask. Raise your mask up, raise your mask up. I'm drinking. How long have you been taking a sip when a flight attendant walked by? Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. So much going on in the news, man. It's fun, though. Isn't this fun? You look, you have been criticized. You have been kicked in the naughty bits. You have been, I mean, they have done everything they could to make you see things their way, to try to force you into stuff. And you are kicking, man. You are tougher than a $3 steak. And you just keep on coming back for more. Democrats hate you for it. Hate you for it. You withstood that. Think about the people who sold out and got vaccine mandates. I got a letter from Bob and Carol. Bob said, Kev, we ran into some financial problems. We can't help you as much this time. Look, man, you did a lot. You helped me. You helped my organization. Thank you very much. But he says they got vaccinated because they have to go back and forth between Canada. They live, you know, two different places. And, you know, we talked about trying to get together and stuff. And he gave me a way to contact him. But he says, my wife and I had to get it because we got to go back and forth. We were forced to get it. I feel sorry that they had to get it. I'm happy they're okay. And I've said this to many people. I'm happy you're okay. But don't dismiss the data. Don't dismiss the data. Putin demands that unfriendly countries pay for Russian gasoline in rubles. That's a big deal. That takes us off the dollar as a standard. What Putin is saying is, I want to make the Russian currency the way we get paid. Now, he could be shooting himself in the foot a little bit because the dollar is stronger than the ruble right now. But what he's doing props up the ruble. What if other countries decide to do that? They want to be paid in their currency. These are big ramifications. And do you think Joe Biden is capable of negotiating this stuff for you, helping you through it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You gotta love the left, man. They are delusional to a fault. It's fun to watch them. There's a clip of Jimmy Kimmel, and you know what he's mad? He's mad at Marsha Blackburn for asking Judge Brown Jackson the definition of a woman. We played that clip a while back. And you know why that she's doing it. She's asking the question because she's going, how are you going to adjudicate if you can't even give me the definition of a woman? So Jimmy Kimmel wants to make fun of her. Before I play the clip, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We make clarity out of this insanity of the left. And I'm telling you, it is so pervasive. It's incredible that this guy has a show where he actually espouses this type of nonsense. Here's the clip.
The monitor is set up imaginable. The award for most original question of the week so far goes to Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, who is the only Republican woman on the Judiciary Committee, and yet is still trying to figure out what that word means.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Hold on. I know the answer. You are a horrible woman. Is that? And of course, then, can't prove truth how to get on all the action.
Now, what's funny about this clip is that Jimmy Kimmel thinks Marsha Blackburn is the one that people are laughing at. It's a simple question, guys. What's a woman? Now, we talked about it earlier, another broadcast. If you missed it, shame on you. You're a racist, but that's a whole other issue. The idea that you ask a judge, what is a woman? Now, here's what the judge is doing. She's going, oh, no, you're not going to back me into an ideological battle here where I have to declare that I actually know what a woman is. Because I will have backed myself into an ideological corner that I can't get out. I will no longer be able to be leftist if I can answer the very simple question of what is the definition of a woman. Well, the people bring me what they define it as, and I make a decision, blah, blah, blah. So Jimmy Kimmel thinks that they're laughing at Marsha Blackburn. They're laughing at the idiocy that a person who's going to theoretically sit on the Supreme Court can't give you a simple answer to a simple question. But he thinks, and the audience is like, because they're all led down the path. But he alludes that Ted Cruz went on to ask an even more dumb. And then, of course, Ted Cruz had to chime in. Let me play you what Ted Cruz actually said to Judge Brown Jackson that is so controversial.
So yesterday, under questioning from Senator Blackburn, you told her that you couldn't define what a woman is. That you were not a biologist, which I think you're the only Supreme Court nominee in history who's been unable to answer the question, what is a woman? Let me ask you, as a judge, how would you determine if a plaintiff had Article III standing to challenge a gender-based rule, regulation, policy without being able to determine what a woman was?
So, Senator, I know that I'm a woman. I know that Senator Blackburn is a woman, and the woman who I admire most in the world is in the room today, my mother. It sounded as though
But let me ask, under the modern leftist sensibilities, if I decide right now that I'm a woman, then apparently I'm a woman. Does that mean that I would have Article III standing to challenge a gender-based restriction?
Senator, to the extent that you are asking me about who has the ability to bring lawsuits based on gender, those kinds of issues are working their way through the courts, and I'm not able to comment on them.
Okay, if I can change my gender, if I can be a woman, and then an hour later, if I decide I'm not a woman anymore, I guess I would lose Article III standing. Tell me, does that same principle apply to other protected characteristics? For example, I'm an Hispanic man. Could I decide I was an Asian man? Would I have the ability to be an Asian man and challenge Harvard's discrimination because I made that decision?
Senator, I'm not able to answer your question. You're asking me about hypotheticals and
I'm asking you how you would assess standing if I came in and said, I have decided I identify as an Asian man.
I would assess standing the way I assess other legal issues, which is to listen to the arguments made by the parties, consider the relevant precedents and the constitutional principles involved, and make a determination.
What clever, not even that clever, to be honest with you, but look at how she got out of that. Ted Cruz is asking very poignant questions. Can I be a woman whenever I choose to be a woman? If that's the case, Why do we have checkboxes on anything? Why are we keeping up with all these statistics on women versus men versus whatever? Why are we keeping up with ethnic statistics if I can be a Chinese man or a Chinese woman whenever I choose, however I choose? And you know what? She can't answer it honestly. See, if I was a conservative, I'd say, yeah, seems pretty cut and dry to me, doesn't it? If you're going to bring an Article 3 discrimination clause or something, you better be able to prove that, number one, you are the person, the aggrieved person, and somebody's actually aggrieving you. Pretty simple. If you claim female discrimination, discrimination based on your gender or your sex, then I'm going to want to know, what are you? And it can't be, oh, I did it today or whatever. Nope. I want to know exactly what happened. Because, see, here's the way I look at it. Discrimination is discrimination. But you know what the majority of discrimination is? I'm about to shock you. The majority of discrimination is people just don't like each other. I discriminate against you because you're a jerk. That's why. You don't get the raise because I don't like your attitude. Well, let me ask you, do you think that America has more of a racial issue, a racism issue, or do you think America has an attitude issue? In other words, who gets discriminated against the most? You run a business, somebody comes in, rude, wants something done, and you go, sure, okay. Does it matter what color? Somebody comes in very nice, cordial, respectful, above and beyond. Even if you don't like them, I don't know what they may have. They may have a third eyeball. You will bend over backwards to be like, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and help. I say to my sons all the time, your attitude affects your altitude. And he repeats it back. Your attitude reflects your altitude. I know, Dad. Predicts your altitude. So, what do you think is going to get you further? Do you think it's going to be, if you are a white person, do you think your white privilege that somebody says you have? I don't know that you do. I believe we have privilege. I'm going to tell you this as my personal story. I have not exercised my privilege all the time. I am a very fun-loving, easygoing, happy-go-lucky guy. And there are times where I did not let that side of me show because I was upset. And it cost me money. But I will tell you this, it wasn't because I was black. Not at all. It was because I had an attitude. You don't get good service somewhere? Go in, act like you own the place. Act like the people, that the little people don't matter. See how you get treated. You want to do some thoughts, some experience? I would love to have the budget to do something like this. I'd send a black guy in to a business, super nice. And then I'd send a white dude in, it was rude. And I'd let him deal with black folks, white folks, etc. I would do this experiment across all racial, ethnic, you know, things. And you know what I would prove to you? The people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I know, Kevin, you're about to enlighten me. No, I'm not. I will prove to you what you already know. The person who has the best attitude gets the best treatment. Doesn't matter who it is. It could be sister girl, mad, and you walk up whiter than the driven snow. And you come up and you go, how are you doing, Susan? And whatever, her name is Shaniqua. Yeah, all right. Wow, well, you know what? I bet you have a beautiful smile that depicts a lot more of things that are going well for you. Whatever. If you just don't let it get to you, I promise you, you can change people. Yeah, you do it. I tell people this from media all the time. I'll go ahead and give you a little secret. I tell people, if you want to do something in media, smile. If you're on the phone and you're fundraising, have a smile on your face. Watch what happens. You're going to get a much better reception from the people you call. It's true across the board. Anyway, Jimmy Kimmel wants to be people to believe it's a racially motivated thing when they ask tough questions of a person who's going to make life and death decisions for people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.